We managed to take down the Leicester Riders in a 3-point game, and they were top of the league at the time.
Brilliant.
So it's put us in good shape for the playoffs.
Which is excellent, isn't it? You were saying that last time, Ryan. Yeah, these are the games that are going to shape your entry into the playoffs, and what a fantastic game. It was 81-78, wasn't it? Brilliant win. And now it's all about the 15th as well. You've got Manchester Giants coming up, haven't you?
That's right. We've got Manchester Friday night and Surrey Scorchers on Sunday. And if we take both of them, we should progress.
Do you think there's good feeling in the camp that you will get the results that you need out of this?
I mean, I think we've got to take one game at a time. I think the boys were buoyed by the performance we put in last Friday. You know, if you're putting that sort of shift against a team of that calibre and you come out on top, you know, you're going to have a little bit of confidence. But I think, you know, it's going to be down to tonight's practice, the practice that we've had this week, and making sure that we don't assume anything.
And looking at those two teams that you play in, Manchester and Surrey, they're both locked on exactly the same record right now, aren't they? At the bottom end of a league in 11th and 12th respectively. So it's a big game for those two teams too.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the season, everybody's playing for something. Ultimately, those two teams, neither wants to, you know, finish the season at the bottom of the table. There's players that want to ensure they've got contracts the following season. There's coaches that want to stay in their respective tenures. So there's going to be a lot to play for, and neither team's going to back down.
Of course, if you go to leedsforce.co.uk, you can get your tickets online there as well. And if you head down to the venue too, if you get yourself down to the Carnegie Sports Centre, you'll be able to pick your tickets up there. If there are some on the door, make sure you go and support your local team, because these guys are looking good. And if you can get themselves into playoffs, this would be absolutely fantastic. We'll get an update on you actually on those games on Monday, if that's okay. If we could possibly get you on there, that'd be wonderful.
Absolutely.
That'd be fantastic. Nice one. Thank you very much, Matt, for coming back on. That's awesome. And, you know, these guys are going to do hopefully very, very well and get into the playoffs. That'd be fantastic. If we focus on the NBA though, over the past sort of 24 hours, it was at 3:30 this morning, I think, the game was going off. I set it to record last night, and you know, I was thinking, I'm not going to stay up and watch this. 1:30, I was like, can I do it? No, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to go to bed. And it was the last game for Kobe Bryant last night, and What a way to go out. It really did. I just said to you off air, it looked like somebody had basically taken Kobe and stuck in a cheat on NBA 2K to make him the best player on the planet again for that little period there. He was on fire, getting 60 points during the game.
Yeah, I think it was important for him to sign off, and he certainly did in a magnificent way. You know, it was all the great and the good of the basketball and like the showbiz world down at you know, the Lakers home venue. And I think he just wanted to make it special for the fans, and I think everybody watching would agree that he did so.
Well, it was a crazy game, wasn't it? Because the Jazz led for the majority of it, and then Kobe just took over. And he was sinking three-pointers like he'd been doing it all day long. You know, he'd been doing it since he woke up. It was crazy just to see this complete turn, because they've not exactly had the greatest season, have they? And neither's Kobe, really, in his retirement season. I think he knew that it was maybe time to sort of step down now.
Yeah, I mean, he's defined a whole era of NBA basketball, really. And he, you know, he took the mantle from some pretty significant players. So I think it was important for him to finish on a high. But I think he recognises that the league's turning around again. You know, the Golden State Warriors are firing. And, you know, it's just the way sport is, you know, generation to generation.
And my word, that record from the Golden State Warriors, as you mentioned then, just beating the Grizzlies as well, 125-104. They're just absolutely unbelievable. What a season they've had.
Yeah, they're on fire. I mean, they've just taken the Chicago Bulls record in terms of wins in the season. Ultimately, they're probably one of the most, well, obviously one of the most potent offensive teams of the last three decades. It's unbelievable.
And Stephen Curry's just been an integral part, hasn't he, of this team?
Yeah, I mean, he's a next level player, and you know, like you say, maybe the torch has already been passed to the likes of the LeBron James, but I think he's certainly the man to watch right now. He just does things that are unbelievable and shoots the ball incredibly well. incredibly well.
And looking at some of the tributes that, that Kobe got, I'm just going through some of the ones here. Obviously, you know, Jeremy Lin's been commenting as well. Magic Johnson, even as well, saying scoring 60 points in his last game, the greatest final performance I've ever seen in sports. We've also got Pau Gasol as well. He's been saying no words can describe the man, Kobe Bryant, pure greatness. Thank you, Kobe. Everybody just respected him, didn't they? Everybody loved him. Everybody wanted to be around him on that day. And we saw with all the celebrities were there, you know, the Snoop Dogs, the, you know, Jack Nicholson. You had even, I think, David Beckham and Steven Gerrard were in the building. You know, it was just such a great atmosphere to see it. And I can't wait again to sort of watch it back, because I've got it on tape at home, just to sit down and watch it back again. Scottie Pippen, just seeing this from Scottie Pippen, say Black Mamba still showing he's got plenty of bite. Incredible performance. Scottie Pippen, you know, he's a player that I grew up watching. You know, you saw him on NBA Jam and he was the best thing on the planet on that. And I used to love playing that game. So it's just amazing just to see this. It really is fantastic. And I'm hoping as well we're going to get some great news coming out of this weekend for the Leeds Force as well. Just talking back about the Force, have we got any injuries to consider? Is everyone fit and flying?
No, we're in pretty good shape. To be honest, we've managed pretty well. You know, it's been an intense schedule. You know, we've played 33 games. It's not the 80 games that the NBA teams are catching, but you know, we're catching them with frequency, and you know, it's been intense. But the boys have done good. They've managed themselves well, I think.
Yeah,
we've managed them well
good.
With the coaching staff as well.
Looking good, looking good. And hopefully the playoffs will definitely be yours. Like I said, head to leadsforce.co.uk and make sure you go and support the boys. It'd be fantastic to see you there. Matt, hopefully we can catch you on Monday, yeah? And we'll find out how you did.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. My pleasure.